lying half-naked, racing through a Xenoch jungle, being chased by monsters and cut off from any hope of rescue. She knew she ought to be reduced virtually to hysterics, yet really it was almost funny. "You wanted a tough assignment, my girl?" "Aberdale," Razor said. "According to the LDC's chief sheriff, that's where the first reported trouble started." "Of course," Kelly answered. There was a strange kind of strength on the far side of utter despair, she found, or maybe it was just the tranquilizers. "Kel?" She closed her leaden eyelids. "Yes." "Why did you shoot the baby?" "You don't want to know." The Navy squadron closed on Lalonde at 7 G's, crews prone on their acceleration couches with faces screwed up against the lead-weighted air which lay on top of them. When they were 17,000 kilometers out, the fusion flames died away and the starships rotated 180 degrees in a virtuoso display of synchronization, iron thrusters crowning them in a triumphant blue haze. The Arikara and the Shukyo released 20 combat communication relay satellites, streaking away at 10 G's to englobe the planet. Then the warships began to decelerate. As the merciless G-Force returned to Arikara's bridge, Meredith Saldana accessed the tactical display. The Voidhawks had performed small swallow maneuvers, taking them to within 2,500 kilometers of the planet and curving into orbit ahead of the Adamus warships, to which such short-range precision jumps were impossible. But the mercenary fleet was leading the Bitech starships a merry dance. 3 Blackhawks were racing away from Lalonde, striving for the magic 2,000-kilometer altitude, where they would be outside the influence of the planet's gravitational field, allowing them to swallow away. Voidhawks were in pursuit. 4 of the 9 combat-capable, independent traders were also under acceleration. 2 of them, Datura and Sirius, were heading on a vector straight towards the squadron at 2.5 G's. They wouldn't respond to any warning calls from the Arikara nor Terence Smith. "Harrier, Gakai, go to defensive engagement status, please," Meredith datavised. The situation display showed him the 2 frigates end their deceleration burn, flip over and accelerate ahead of the rest of the squadron. "What is the state of the remaining mercenary ships?" the Admiral inquired. "Smith claims the starships remaining in orbit are obeying his orders and therefore haven't been hijacked," said Lieutenant Franz Graes, the squadron intelligence officer. "What do you think?"
"I think Commander Solanke was right, and we'd better be very careful, Admiral."
"Agreed. Admiral Kerber, we'll send a Marine squad into the Jemmel first. If we can verify that Smith himself hasn't been hijacked or sequestrated, it may just make our job that bit easier."
"Aye, aye, sir."
The tactical situation warned him the Datura and Sirius were launching combat wasps. Meredith observed in astonishment as each of them released a salvo of 35. According to the accompanying identification codes, the starships were small vehicles, 40 to 45 meters in diameter. They couldn't have held back any reserves. What absurd tactics! The drone armaments began to accelerate from their launch craft at 20 G's. "No antimatter, Admiral," datavised Second Lieutenant Clark Lowy, the Arikara's weapons officer. "Fusion drives only." "That's something," Meredith thought. "What's their storage capacity?"
"Best estimate would be 40 combat wasps maximum, Admiral."
"So they haven't left any for their own defense?"
"Looks that way, sir."
Harrier and Gakai launched a counter-salvo, 80 combat wasps leaping ahead to intercept the incoming hostiles at 27 G's. Purple, red, and green vector lines sprang up in Meredith's mind as if someone was performing laser acupuncture right across his skull. The combat wasps started to squirt megawatt electronic warfare pulses at each other. Active and kinetic submunitions began to scatter. 2 disc-shaped swarms formed, 500 kilometers across, alive with deceitful impulses and infrared signatures. Electron beams flashed out, perfectly straight lightning bolts glaring against the starfield.